I know y'all don't like to hear that in church, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. You come on, come on, girl. You ain't that spiritual. You ain't that great. Amen. That man just want to be with you because you just so great. Your cooking stuff. No. He got purpose for you. Then you're going to be crying on my step talking about, oh, no, what happened, Pastor? You do know what happened. You watched my deal too many times, and you got them things, and you locked it up. That's what happened. That should not be a struggle. Can't do it with joy, do it by faith. We do everything else by faith. You might as well do that one by faith. By faith. Somebody else say, thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Don't give the enemy no room. Cut some stuff off. Ain't no hedge there if you married. No, don't be, you lying. The Lord done called me on a fast for 60 days. You're lying. Yeah. If he didn't say yes, you could do it, but you, No, 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 no. Come on, y'all. Somebody struggle. But I'm striving. Striving to do what's right. Striving to do the will of God. Amen. We got to strive. Put some strive in you. In other words, strive said what? You got to make an effort. How many of you are making an effort? Amen. You ain't making no effort. You just sitting down on the sideline crying about, woe is me. Don't.
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he should be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Come worship with us. Enter the Elevation of Faith, Church of the Living God, 1279 Pickett Road, Leesville, Louisiana. Where God is first and people are always.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy. I want to talk a little more about that, about the death and resurrection of Jesus, and about the number of days he was in the grave. He said he'd be in the grave 3 days and three nights. Now, I was in a store yesterday, and I run across two old gentlemen, senior citizens like myself, sitting around talking. And it's talking about how the church is lying to the people, and it's caused a lot of things, and because of that, we won't speak up about something. This, I want to show you here in John to verify the fact that this Jesus did not die on Friday. John chapter 19, verse 31. The Jews, therefore, because it was the preparation day, that the body should not remain upon the cross on the Sabbath day, for that Sabbath was an high day. You see, the regular weekly Sabbath was Saturday, but if you look in Leviticus 23, I think it is, you'll find that there were Sabbath days that were not necessarily on Saturday. This was one of those Sabbath days that was not on Friday, but the church has taken it and said that Jesus died on Friday, and he rose on Sunday. Now, that is not the truth. And anything is not the truth is a lie. So says the Bible. Now, that's a lie that even a child can see through. I saw through that when I was a boy. That if Jesus died on Friday, and it was 3 days and three nights in the grave, how could you get 3 days and three nights in from Friday evening until Sunday morning? And it also does not, the Bible does not say that he rose early Sunday morning. This is the thing that have people shouting and falling out and carrying on about, oh, he died, but early Sunday morning. Early Sunday morning. Now, the Bible doesn't say he rose early Sunday morning. They say they came to the sepulcher early Sunday morning. The women came to the sepulcher early Sunday morning, and the stone was already rolled away. They don't know what time he got up. He could have got up Saturday evening, Saturday night, after 6 o'clock, because the day started in the evening. You find that in Genesis 1, where God spoke, and the evening and the morning. Well, I go there and read it for you. Now, I'm reading this out of the Bible. It's not Brother Gadsby. Verse 3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness, and he called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Now you notice here, it says the evening and the morning. We have the day starting in the morning. The Jews, the evening, the day started at 6 o'clock in the evening. And so God, early Sunday morning could have been any time after 6 o'clock on Saturday. Now, I've got books that people have researched this and found out that the day, that high holiday that Jesus was sacrificed, was on Wednesday. Wednesday afternoon is when they crucified him. They had to get him down before 6 o'clock, because the Sabbath day started at 6 o'clock. But anyway, I don't have time to go into all of this, but to lie to children. See, I was a children, and I know how I thought. And children are basically the same. People are the same. We start out the same. God gives us a mind to think. And as a child, even as a child, children think. I know I did when I was a child. Because like I said about the Christmas and Easter, when I found the people lying to me, my great-grandparents that I believe loved me, they lied to me about these things. And when they lied to me about that, I started suspecting just about everything they said to me, told me that I should do when they told me not to lie. And yet they lied to me about Christmas and Easter. And as I grew older and did a little reading for myself, I found out by thinking that how could you get 3 days and three nights between Friday evening and Sunday morning? Now this is, and like these people were saying, if the preachers are lying to people, why don't they just tell the truth and give people if people would have more confidence in you if you tell the truth than they would if they find you lying to them, because you lie about one thing, you lie about something else. That's the way I look at it. That's a logic, plain logic to me. If I catch you lying to me, that's why they convict criminals in court. They catch them lying. And they have that stenographer there to read back everything you said. God don't hold you responsible for what you say. And he tells you that if you disobey his way, add to his word, take away from it. Don't add nothing to it. Don't take nothing away from it. Now, to me, that's adding some things and putting it the way man would have it and not the way God said it was. Now, if you lied to me about that, I wouldn't be surprised if you lied to me about something else. So that's why I'm saying if we would stop and read and just think logically about what we read. And the Holy Spirit is sent to explain to us, said he would lead us into all truth. If we would learn, and the way to learn to follow the Holy Spirit is to get to know God's word, and God will lead you into all truth, and his word is the truth. So says the Bible. Now, I know religion, like I said, I'm glad I didn't get too involved in religion, but I did get a relationship with Jesus, with my God through Jesus Christ. This is what we are supposed to do, not get religion. Religion is when you go and do a ritual. Witchcraft is religion. There's a Buddhist, there's Taoism, all those other things. They all have rituals. I was in a religion one time, the same religion that I went a couple of times. I didn't get into it because after I found out what we was on your knees chanting, saying these words, then there was a piece of paper with some light writing on it that was the God they were praying to. That everybody, they would sell you this, you would get this piece of paper and you put it on your wall, and every morning you get up and do this chant to this piece of paper. I couldn't see what made no sense to me, so I hurried up and got out of that. But we're trying to make a relationship with God by rituals. That's why sometimes we go to church, we talk about giving God glory. You glorify God by doing what he says. I think you can find that in John 15. Let me look here and see. John 15.